going mile calf, but it didn't.
And then if a cow is going to give birth, you'd say she
will have a calf.
Do you ever use anything else besides have a calf, like
price?
Yeah.
Yeah, common price.
Now, did they have oxen in your time?
Oh yeah, oxen. Yeah, I saw many yoke oxen work.
Did you ever work with them?
Very little. They were I drove a yoke oxen. Very little. I drove them a little, but not much.
Now, when you talk about how are they to work with?
Well, all back yonder when I was a boy, that was the most used thing for logging or something like that, you know. We used to live with a man over here, Pete Graham. You might know his boy, Harry. They had a yoke. He had a big yoke oxen. He kept there on the farm.
You never had them, though.
No. I just saw him work them. My daddy worked them. They'd put them behind the team of horses, you know.
Now the if you were you talk about a team of horses, what would you say with mules? Mules.
Had a team of mules or a span of mules.
How about pick?
Pair of mules.
Is that all the same?
All the
same thing. Yeah. And the male the female horse is called a
stud.
Well, that'd be the male, yeah.
Yeah.
And do they ever use any special term there around women?
A stable horse.
Stable horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then the female is called a
the mare.
And if a little boy is talking about a horse, he might say he had very little experience. He had never
ridden a horse. Rode a horse.
Okay. And he was riding a horse and he fell.
Fell off.
And if you had one of your little grandson over to the house or something, and very small child, and you say you had to put chairs around the bed because last time he was over, he fell.
He fell out of the bed.
And at the bottom of the horse's feet are his
hoofs.
And he has four
feet.
Four
hoofs.
All right. And the things they nail to those are the
hoofs, shoes.
Yeah.
Nailed to the hoof.
And the game you play, pitching those things.
Pitching horse shoes.
Are there any other kind of games like that they ever played with? Outdoor games, tossing things at stakes.
Nah, I just don't know.
I think horseshoes might be about the only game playing through here. Now, you didn't mention sheep. Did you ever raise sheep?
No, sir, I never did raise no sheep.
Did anybody around here?
Harry about the only man left close around here that ever raised any sheep.
What's the male sheep called?
Buck.
And was there a word they'd use with male sheep around women?
The bucks.
They'd use that too. And the female is the
ewes.
And the stuff on the sheep's back is
wool.
Now I want to ask you about that other kind of animal that you didn't mention. You mentioned it yesterday, but you didn't mention it today. It's the one you get pork from.
Hogs.
Yeah. Now what do you call the male?
Boar.
And one that's been fixed so it can't become a boar.
Bar.
Okay. Say that again, please.
Bar.
All right. Now, what do they do to us?
They castrate them.
All right. And then when they're first born, they're called
pigs.
Now, how big do they get? And while you're still calling them pigs.
Well, up about 25 to 40 pounds, I'd say you call them pigs. And after that, you call them shoats.
Uh-huh.
And then into hogs.
Now, how big would they be when they become hogs?
Well, anywhere from, I'd say, from 100 pound on up.
Well, if it's under 100 pounds, it'd still be a shoat.
Shoat, yeah.
I see. And then, what about an unbred sow?
Oh, they'd just be open gifts.
Uh-huh.